The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
David, in his humanness, in our humanity, he started off with the woe, and then he ended on the character of God. And my goodness, did he have tragedy and trial and tribulation, you know? And it wasn't because he did it all perfect or he did it all right, and his journey was not always pretty, and he asked tons of whys. Amen. Seeking to know God, still leaning into God, still pressing into the Lord, and at the end of the day, landing on the place of who God is, despite the tragedy, despite the circumstances. Yeah. That, to me,
that's where we need to go.
That's the crux of it.
Coming up on Sought Out Global Radio, we discuss when tragedy strikes and knocks you off course from what you believed or even knew to be God's will for your life. All was fine when suddenly the season you were in was over in a blink of an eye. Did God do something? Did we? Or is it just the things that happen that draw us nearer to God? Well, stay tuned as we discuss when trials change our plans. That's next on Sought Out Global Radio.
And welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Rode, along with Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb Marks and Krista Pitcairn. And joining us once again is George Watkins, who has been on the board of advisories for Sought Out Global Ministries. And Sought Out is a ministry that believes in having a godly government over it. And George serves in the capacity as an advisor to the ministry. And he has been in ministry for over six decades and has led a church and was a pastor in his last assignment for over 29 years. And so, George, thanks so much for joining us. Really great to have you with us again this week.
It's good to be here.
Guys, I want to start with this topic, which is not an easy one. And it's personally one that has affected me deeply. And as I'm sure many of our listeners have heard in the news in the Seattle area in the last couple weeks, youth pastors who were tragically killed in the Bonnie Lake area, Josh and Vanessa Ellis and their little 8-month-old son, Hudson, were taken from us when a concrete barrier fell off an overpass at exactly the moment that they were passing beneath it 20 feet below in their car. And the mental gymnastics that I have done through this and how this has personally affected my church, East Point Church, where my wife and I attend, and all of our friends there, this family of God that has been so devastated and rocked by this event is one that is hard to put words around. And the gymnastics that I've gone through from, if they were just 1 second faster, or if they were just 1 second slower, they'd be alive today. So how did this thing happen? This thing occurred on a Monday morning with more accuracy than I think lightning strikes. And we have been a body that has been reeling, but also throwing itself on God in the last few weeks. And I've seen the whole, you know, gambit of response. And for the most part, obviously, everybody is devastated. And we wanted to not talk about necessarily the tragedy of grief, although that's one part of it. But we wanted to bring this to the listeners today to talk about what happens when our plan that we think is very apparent for where God is going and taking us in our life is suddenly and drastically shifted in another direction. And I can tell you that the way Josh and Vanessa Ellis came to East Point Church is pretty remarkable. You know, they came and they applied for a position as to be the worship pastors at our church, and they were not selected, but they loved the church so much that they decided to move and become a part of it and just serve it anyway. And it was out of that that they were later promoted in the church to be the youth pastors, where they have served well and loved well, as our pastor James Ludlow has been saying so often lately, to the point where the youth group is just tremendously healthy. And the response, even in the midst of grief, is proof. That is the fruit of it, of how well they did manage this well. So it's out of this that I think I really wanted to bring this topic to all three of you, is that when we are a people that believes that God has a plan for us and is in charge of our life and he has given us promises and there's all kinds of things that we believe that he is doing, and then something like this happens, and it may not even be this tragic. It could be a family member, it could be a divorce, it could be a loss of employment that causes a life to be changed, losing a home. And, you know, there's all a host of disappointments that happen in life that we think in the temporal are very disappointing. But we know that God has a plan. And yet there's that wrestle between God has a plan and what just happened in our life, and how we deal with that. So we wanted to bring that topic to you today, and we think that there's probably a lot of you that have had disappointments in life where life has shifted in a different direction. So I wanted to throw that out to you. There is over 125 years of ministry and pastoral experience around this table today. That is no small thing. If anybody can speak to this topic, can talk about the problem of pain, as C.S. Lewis once said, and can talk about the importance of our posture toward God and what we can do in the midst of these trying circumstances and disappointments in life, you guys would know.
This indeed is a topic that visits so many of us in our lifetime, but is especially shocking when we look at the set of circumstances that surrounds East Point Church, and Mark, especially in the fact that you are our co-host and our producer for Sought Out Global Radio, and I've had the privilege of speaking in your church, mm-hmm. and with Pastor James Ludlow, and what a lovely family leading that church, he and his wife, and to learn of this, my personal assistant that was one of her very closest confidants and friends that died that day.
Yeah.
And also with you being with our team, and all of a sudden, this is very personal.
Yeah.
But we know that there are people listening today as well who this is even closer to them, in the fact that they have lost a loved one in their family, a child, a spouse, a parent. And you wonder, God, where are you in the middle of this? And we want to touch on that today. So, Mark, thank you for bringing to Sought Out Global Radio your personal experience. And we do want to address this today. And with Krista and George with us, and myself, and my wife gives you her best. She's not feeling well, so she's at home today. So let's throw it on the table, shall we?
Okay, well, we're going to dive right into it right now. So let me just throw it out to particularly Krista, you, and George. When we have this idea of the way we think life is going to go for us and we get knocked off our feet, we get blindsided, how do we deal with that?
You know, it really depends on how close you are to the Lord, I guess. I'm saying I guess, not because I haven't had experience, but it certainly seems that those that have a walk with God in some closer sense are not quite as destroyed or at least infected. Saying all that is that there's got to be a casting yourself back on his mercy, his grace, his love. I'm thinking of this tragedy especially, but all kinds of things that knock us off our pins, including like Mark said a moment ago about the loss of a job. We had a family in our church that lost their dog, and I couldn't understand their response. We almost lost them out of the church. I mean, they were so discouraged over a dog. Since then, I've had a dog I really love that much, so I could see then years later, but how things can trip us up, we must cast ourselves back on the Lord's mercy, grace, and healing. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a contact of healing from the Lord.
I'm thinking about George's comment about I guess it's, if I'm quoting him, I guess it's connected to how well we know the Lord, our relationship with Jesus. Is that correct?
Yes. There's that walk with God makes the difference in when these things
happen. And I think there's part of that I agree with it, and part of it I would probably approach from a different angle. George just shared some really great things, and he started off sharing, and he talked about our relationship with the Lord really affects our process when we're blindsided by circumstances, tragedy and crisis, whether great or small. And I think there's absolutely truth in that. You can't argue different. However, I also know it's also connected to the way we're wired and the way God created us. Some of us are feelers and experience things differently, and we're unique in our walk with God. Here's something, I guess, that has value in sharing, and that is every person's process is going to be different in the way they walk through the journey of trials and tribulations. And I think we can all agree, as talking about this conversation, your walk with God is essential for you walking through it. And it's essential that you lean into him rather than pull away from him, although your initial response might be to pull away. But it's the leaning in the pain and in the contradiction, in the blind side, that's going to help you walk through it and not stay in it. But I think that even the strongest of Christians, even the greatest men and women of God, have had trouble and difficulty at times navigating such a difficult place, such a difficult journey. So I wouldn't say someone has, I wouldn't judge someone's depth in their walk with God on how they're walking it through. I don't think that's necessarily fair, but I do think it's fair to say, in order to make it through, you have to have God.
Let me throw something at you.
Okay.
One of the things that James Ludlow has said this past week that really jumped out at me and was really good, and it was a great statement to the world, as this was a big story, just because it was so bizarre.
Right.
And that is, he said, we grieve differently.
Right.
We don't grieve like the world because we have hope on the other side of this life. And doesn't that ultimately, what this comes back to, is the faith that we have in God has to turn into shoe leather in moments like that.
Bingo.
And we won't always know why sometimes something like this happens. And yes, it's gone to a national level, and yet it's right here in our own backyard. But you look at the timing of how that concrete block fell from the bridge as they were passing under, and you think, how can this be? And there are some things that will never be answered on this side, but will be answered one day as you walk into his arms, and there they will be as well. I think it brings life to a standstill for a moment and reminds us that there's so much more than what we have here in this temporal moment when we speak of hope. And yet, nonetheless, they're gone. And there are people that are listening to us today, and the loved one that you have is gone. And what do you do? And there is the embracing, if we'll turn our face to a Father who loves us, who also has all the answers and carries in his hand all that breathes. And if we would, in those moments, allow ourselves to get into his presence, it's, I think this is what Chris and George are saying, is that in his presence, the Bible says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And there's nothing that can console like the presence of God.
So there's people out there right now that are probably thinking as they hear this, well, that's the God that you serve. He's looking around to, you know, drop concrete on people. And then there's the other response that is, well, God is sovereign, and we know that to be true, but this was God's will. And then there's third and fourth, which is one that this is not God. And then there's one where we simply don't know. Are we supposed to really be trying to sort it out?
After all the dust is settled, we've still facing God personally as an individual. And when I say after all the dust is settled, all the tragedies and even the victories that take us to the heights and then the tragedies that take us to the depths, there's still that contact with God that we continue to walk in. And reflecting back on Krista's statement, how true that is, that it's not just the fact that if something happens to you, you don't have a walk with God. And things can happen to people that certainly, like the church we're talking here, where they're doing everything right and something happens. But setting all that aside, someone's in the car listening or in their home listening, and you're trying to figure out what you did wrong or how you could have done it differently. After it's all settled, let's face the Lord. Walk this thing out. Find your courage in God, like David did in at Ziklag, when everything had been burned down and robbed and stole. His men wanted to kill him. He found a place back in God where he encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's the bottom line. We've got to get there to where we can encourage ourselves in the Lord again.
Yeah.
In talking about David, you know, it's such a reminder when you read through Psalms that God is not afraid of our questions. You know, Mark brought up the why. God's not afraid of our why. We're not always going to get the answer. Sometimes we will and sometimes we won't. But what I love is David in his humanness, in our humanity, he started off so many Psalms of, where, Lord, are you? Have you forsaken me? Have you forgotten me? All my enemies are against me. He started off with the woe, and then he ended often. You know, he always ended with the, but who's my God? I will praise him, for he's victorious, for he's good, for he's... He ended on the character of God. He started with the why. He started with the woe, but he ended with the praise. He ended with the truth. And I think Psalms and David and his journey of life, and my goodness, did he have tragedy and trial and tribulation, and yet he was referred to as a man after God's own heart, you know. And it wasn't because he did it all perfect or he did it all right, and his journey was not always pretty, and he asked tons of whys, and he questioned, and he wrestled, and he, you know, yelled, I'm sure, sometimes. But that's never what turned God away. If anything, it endured the Lord in the vulnerability and the honesty of David's heart. Amen. Seeking to know God, still leaning into God, still pressing into the Lord, and at the end of the day, landing on the place of who God is, despite the tragedy, despite the circumstances.
Yeah.
That, to me,
that's where we need to go.
That's the crux of it.
Yeah,
for me,
that has to be what David did, George, as you were mentioning about. Mm-hmm. When everything was stolen, the wives were taken, children gone, everything they owned burned to the ground. And yet David, I'm sure, it must have rehearsed the character of God, as Krista is just now saying. Yeah. That is a major point, major point of faith, major point of trust. And what is God's character in the midst of such tragic loss, sudden loss? Didn't even see it coming, and all of a sudden it's upon us, and there's you know, a church that's reeling, a community that's impacted.
Graham Cook says in one of his many profound thoughts that the wrong question after something like this happens is not, God, why is this happening? But what is this for? And that question actually came to James, our pastor, in a slightly different way. It's the same idea. It's just a different set of words, which was, what now? And that's what he felt like God was saying. So, you know, that's the question he should be asking. What now? Because we're now in the post aspect of all of this. And sometimes we're not supposed to understand it all, and we can't possibly understand it all. And maybe it's something that will be revealed in time, and we'll know, and we'll have greater understanding and appreciation for what happened here. God's already using it in a dramatic way. I'm telling you, internationally, we are hearing some things of people who are coming to God as a result of this thing happening. So I think that's a real key for us to remember is the aspect of how God uses these things as well.
Well, I think it'd be great for like Herb just to pray over the region and pray over the listeners. There's been a wound in this region. There's been a tragedy in this region. And just to really pray over specifically those people affected by the current tragedy we're talking about, but also for the listeners that have walked through their own blind sides in their life, and for the Lord to, you know, just to pray into what we've talked about into people's lives.
Years ago, when I was looking out of an airplane window, looking down on the land, I noticed how small everything looked. It looks so different when you're up high in an aircraft. And for that moment, I began to think, could this be God's perspective? And we know that God's perspective is much grander, of course. But in that moment, I realized that an aerial view looking down has a whole different feel to it and perspective. Honestly, the aerial view of God's perspective over time is incredibly in fact, if we were to look at how God holds the nations in his hand, time also is a continuum that is a brief time in God's hands. The nations are even a drop in the bucket. And I'm thinking, here we're visited with something so tragic, but God has a view of the beginning to the end, and there will be a day when we'll stand with him and we'll begin to understand that God was never surprised, and he wasn't in heaven wringing his hands over what took place, but rather we have a God that is in full knowledge of what is going on, and his wisdom runs so much deeper than we can know, and that this never surprised him. Here's the biggie, is that he holds us. And if we'll trust him in these moments when we get blindsided, when something comes at us and all of a sudden we cause an insecurity or wondering, is that, you know, is that around the corner for us? And I would say to this Seattle area and all of the region is just simply trust in God. Keep your trust on him. Continue to rehearse the goodness of his character, but also the beauty and the strength of his mighty right hand and arm, and that he has you in mind and he's watching you. Let me pray for you. Father, I ask, Lord, that a new view of just your beauty and your majesty, but also your mighty strength, come to each one of us, especially those that are suffering and struggling from a loss, a personal loss, that you are one that is not insecure. You're strong, you're mighty, and that you are one that has a handle on the continuum of time, and that in this moment you are close to those brokenhearted and without answers. Father, I ask your blessing in Jesus' name on every person that has had loss in their life, especially recently, where the pain level is so great that it's even hard to draw breath. It's here, Father, that I ask that your comfort and your arms would wrap around those hearing our voice today as we've taken time to share on this incredible impact that's touched the church. In Jesus' name.
Thanks, Herb. We hope you understand why we thought this is such a crucial topic to bring to you when so many of us are dealing with trauma, grief, and profound difficulty and disappointment. It's really important to know that we're not in this alone. We all feel the same way you do during our own trials. No one is immune. It's part of life, and we all must learn to deal with it in our own way. If you're dealing with something that is overwhelming for you, and you have questions or thoughts on this radio broadcast and they ring true with you, you can write us and email us anytime. Our email address is radio@sawedoutglobal.com. Just send us an email and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. Just a reminder that Sought Out Global Radio could not exist if it were not for your generous gifts. We value your partnership in so many ways, so if you would like to partner with Sought Out Global Radio, there are many ways to get involved. Whether that is to become a prayer partner or support the ministry with your finances, your help is needed. If that speaks to you, please drop us a note at radio@sawdogglobal.com or go to our website at sawdogglobalministries.com for more information. Remember, you can follow Sought Out Global Ministries online. We are active on social media, which is a great way to stay connected with us on the happenings of the ministry. To get involved, just look for us on Facebook and Twitter under the name Sought Out Global. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb Marks and Krista Pitcairn and our special guest, George Watkins, I'm Mark Grote. Be sure to join us again next week, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at sawdoutglobal.com.